on top of that test. Yochel, I would have thought to say so, Shanima Brav Mincho. Maybe you would in a Mincho, so you could bring to the Ager to be Yotzes Korm with a Mincho. Talmud, the Pesach says Cain, it has to be the same way it was there in the Midbar that they brought Karbonis and not a Mincho. Tiny, the Chorv not writes like this. Yase Ish Sherech Nechoch Lashem. So Shemei Ani Ani, I hear from near Kol Shoilu Leishim. Maybe anything that's put on them is best to be burnt. Is Yotza with the gear to be Yotza, that korv and that akrov is good enough to be matkin to eat kachim. And maybe afilu mincha, maybe even if he only brings a mincha, so it's enough. On this Talmud Amunah, the Pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yasa, the same way they did them, we have to do now. Ma'atem minidom, just like there in the Midbar, it was a korv and brought with Zrikas Adam. Is afim minidom huadin, a gear also has to have minidomim, has to have a korban of dam. So either a oif, or a behema, but not a mincha. Just like it was there on the Midbar, they used the korban oil and the korban shlomim. Af, hey, maybe a ger also always needs an oil and a shlomim. Talmud Lomna says the word kochem, kager yielachem, means ikshaftiv. V'loy lekorban asechem. Rashi says lechem ikshaftiv means benikzas. Amatish a ger to the way Klaiso is in the guy there in the Midbar, only partially. Mistavra, Rashi says to use the korban oilo to mixture the kula kol. So that whole thing is burnt. That's more mistavra. That should be machshir the ger. With mashenk and shlomim, the whole thing is not burnt. There's mistavra more that what a ger needs is an oilo and not a shlomim. Nami, even though in the midbar they had both an oilo and a shlomim, here the pasuk says kochem to ger yilachem. Rashi is ekshaftiv for not the korban asayim and not completely for the korbanos. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says kochem means kavaseichem, like our fathers. Ma avaseichem lo nifnasu lebrus ela b'mila utfila fiatzer is dam. Just like the others was by Barasubah Sinai, the mekabel the brus was only through a tefila and a mila, and there was a korban as weak as dam. There afay more than every ger. Lovi comes to include pray dachas. So Lovi pray dachas the yeshus lem sinem chalatar kula. So to be marba just one bird is enough that we can have, because we never find one bird is brought. So it must be a ribui that you have to bring two eifers. And that's why said, like we said before, Nachmani, both eifers are brought from Eila. Eila's eif. Now what we say before that lo yomru kan el lok lo love, it says the word kan. But to bring birds, only to be making upon the ger. And what we say, that you can't bring one bird, always have to be at least two birds. For the more of a lo, is it true, it can't be one bird. For a tiny one like this, when the Pasuk says, Vekrivoi, Rashi says, Gabi Eilas Haif, to Nadova Bavayikra. When you want to bring a Nadova, you want to bring an Eilas Haif for a Nadova. So Pasuk says, Vekrivo. So Idarashin Matam Lem, what the Pasuk got to say it for? To be Shinema Beturim. Because there's an Apache of two birds, Beturim. Vikriv, to bring it. I hear from here that Oimer, somebody says, I want to bring an Oila Seif. Is La Yifchas Mishnei prayed them, you shouldn't bring less than two. Talmud Lemma, therefore the Pasuk says, Vikrivui, Afilu prayed Dachas. That even one prayed, even one bird, you could bring for an Oila. So, according to him, you see, a person could bring even one Oif. So, how come we're saying before we never find less than two Oifers? So, Gemara says, we never find a chayv to bring less than one. A chayv always has to have at least two. For the Gemara, I v'ikol yoledes. Either the case of an isha of a yoledes, the masya ben yoyno oitor lechatis, that she brings either a ben yoyno or a tor for chatis. So see, for a chayv, she has to only bring one bird. You see, there is a pasha to bring only one bird. So how come we say now the ger has to at least bring two? So they're different by Yoledis Mishundika Kevis Bado. Because the corporation, she brings the Kevis, she brings the Behema, so that's what's enough to have one bird. But just to have one bird without an animal, that we don't find. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, Ma, Abisach, looks like our fathers, La Nichnasu Lebris, Elo, with Tfila and Mila, and we're Surah Adam. Someone says, Vishleim is good, Mila, we find by others, the Dad Abibris Mila, there, the Sivit says, all the Christ that went out of Mitzrayim, out of Bris Mila. In Amrios Miyach, when this passage says, "Ve'evro lecha ve'erecha o mispersefes bedamayach, fiyoymaloch bedamayach hai, we say that it means o brusmilo. So it's good to have a brusmilo. Hatsoy is dom, not to say that they have to have a korban, as weak as the dam also is good, so the Pesach says, vayishlech is nare b'nei Yisrael, el tefillah minolam, where do we know you have to have a tefillah though? Where do we know that the Klai Yisrael then had to go to the mikvah for the Mechabal Geiris? The Siddur Pesach says, V'yikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, V'yisur Kalam, and he spritzed it on the yam. So he made like Azor on them, and the Klal is, V'yein Azor B'lei Tfilo. Every time you have to have Azor on a person, Avah, the person has to go to the mikvah first. For the Gemara Elam Yati, so, V'yikach Lekka Korbin, Loi Nekabal Geiris, from where it came, and so, Nagela Miyata. So what are we coming on right now? That the only way we can Mekabal Geirim is through a Mila or Tefillah and Atzeres Adam with the Korban. So the Morela Miyata is so Edna today, Bisman Azir, that the Lekka Korban, we have no Korban anymore. The Kuru learn Mekabal Geirim, we can't have Geiris. A Goy can't become a Jew now. We don't have a Korban for him, we don't have Zrikas Adam. So Morela says, Omer Ravachar by Yaakov, V'chiyogur Itchem Geirah Shabashechachem. So really Rashi is on what it means says Yogaritchem Gerim, and the Pasuk ends off with Dervasechem. So it means I forgot Lekha Migdish, even though we don't have a base of Migdish without Kabonis, that's not Likuva. Avad he could still become a Ger. And according to our Mishnah, son of the Pshat is Mechus, he won't be able to eat Kachim. But a Ger he could become. Torah Rabban will like this. Ger bismanazer, Sarach Shiyafrish, Roiva Lekinoi. A ger b'zman is there to set aside a roiva, a quarter of a dinar, to buy a lekinai. So Rashi says it means that l'kishiv nebeis hamigdish yovikan, that means l'yeh the tzorach korban, the korban pochus and roiva l'yevsha. We don't have a korban less than a roiva of a dinar. Therefore he has to set aside a roiva of a dinar for lekinai. Omer Shimon says, kva nimnu olov Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Obitloi, he was mavatul this takona. Vavnei ha-takola, it's not kedar because to be a takola. Like Rashi says, lo yehanim imenu. Like if you matish this money, the chur, the money has gdushas aguf on it. Or gdushas dover money, you can't have enough from it. So we're afraid to have such money around now, so mishum ha-takona will mavatul it. Omer avidi bar geshem, omer avada bar ava. Halok like Rabbi Shimon, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says what? That the Torah Rabban wrote like this: Ger Toishav Muter Lasses Melacha V'Shabbes LiYatzmoi Ki Yisrael B'Chol Shemayid. Now Ger Toishav is a goy; he's not Mizgari completely. He just called upon himself not to do the seven mitzvahs Pnei Noach, not to be able to avoid the Zara. So such a person is muta lafas mlocha b'shad, let her do mlocha for Shabbos for himself, just like he saw, let her do al chol ha-moid. When to say a dover ovid, he's muta to do. Rav Akiva Roima, ki Yisrael b'yomtif. Does he mlocha like Yisrael b'yomtif? Meaning to say, he should not do mlocha, it's just oichol nefesh. Rav Yaisi Yoima, ger toishu v'oise b'shabbos liyatzma, ki Yisrael b'choyol. He holds no, that ger toishu is mamas like a goy, so therefore he's let her do all mlochas. Just like a Yisroel could do all Malachas B'chol, who would then a Ger Toshav should also do all the Malachas B'chol. Like on Shabbos, like Chol. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Echad Ger Toshav Yechved Gehovim. Or Eved V'Omo HaTeshovim. Oysim Malachim B'Shabbos L'Yatzman Ki Yisroel B'chol. He held in Echnami, they call them on the name of Gair, Gemura, they don't have a Din Yisroel, so they're not supposed to be a Shabbos on Shabbos, not Rabbah. They have a right to do the regular Malacha, just like a Jew does, B'choil. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu mevi'in al azodin kishogig. These are the cases that you have to bring a korban, even though you did the chet b'mezid, just like you do it b'shogig. Is abu al ha-shivcha, if a man lives with a shivcha, we'll see in the Gemara what type of a shivcha, so he's chayiv a korban, a shivcha nechrefes liish, so he's chayiv a korban. V'nozir shenitma, a nozir became tomei, also when it becomes tor, he has to bring a korban. Even though it became Tomei Bishab B'mezid. Hushvuas Eidis, if you swear false that you do not know Eidis, then we find out you do know, you have to bring a korban. Hushvuas HaPikodin, if you swear false that you don't have the Pikodin that I gave you to watch, and then later you admit, so you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though you swore false B'mezid. Chamisha, there are five cases, Mevi and Korban. Echod al Averus Harbe. Even though the person did a lot of Averus, he only has the chiv to bring one Korban. There are five cases like this. The Chamisha, there are five cases, Mevi and Korban Eilu V'Yeru, that for the chet that you do, the chiv Korban is Eilu V'Yeru, depending upon how much you can afford. Eilu, these are cases, Mevi and Korban Echod al Averus Harbe. Habu al Shifcho Bias Harbe. Someone lives with a Shifcho and a Chrepas Layish. A lot of bias, even though it's done a different halamas, still Yoni Chayiv one korban. V'nozer shenitma tumas harbe. A nozer became tummy a lot of times, one after another, still is yotze with one korban. Now the Gemara says, Abu Allah, shifchim non, how do we know this? To say that one korban is good for a lot of bias. The son of Rabbanan, and who did be made it also. The Pasuk says, v'chipur olav ha-koyin b'yel oshem, al-chatos ya-shechoto. That if you live with a shifcha, you have to bring korban oshem. Balaam, it comes to teach us, shemevi korban echal al averus harbe. Even though you did a lot of chatois, you live with her a lot of times, still now when you come to do tshuva, you only have to bring one korban. Then the post says, v'nislach loy mechatois eshechoto, lasas diikiris shoyke kemezid. Chishd, even though you did the avera b'mezid, still you have to bring a korban. The next case is nozir shenitma. We know, and how do we know to say this? And notion it more so, even the mazid, he needs a korban. And so the pasuk says, "V'chiyomus meisol v'pesa pisaim." Pesa zeshoyg. It happens suddenly b'shoygig. V'chein woymit says in b'pesa b'lo eva hadofay pisdia. That means b'shoygig. Pisaim zoynis. V'chein woymer v'yem rashem pisoyin al moisha. Even though done boynis, still you have a chiyus to bring a korban. When nozer became tomei machmasoynis. So he has to bring the korban. Tanya, you can run another price like this. Tanya Yiduch. Pisoim ze mezid. That if he did it, became tummy be mezid, also he has to bring the korban. The pasuk says, Orim ro v'nista pisoim ovrum v'nenshu. Nichtav krua pisoim demash meshoigig o mash me mezid o mash meinis. The pasuk writes the word pisoim is mash moldies all three ways. Mezid v'yainis k'lekriyam, like I said before, k'diyomar. Umash benam yishoygi d'ksiv pesa yam in the chod over. For a nichtav kro pesa doesn't just sum the word pesa. Ikos of kro psoyim demash mishoygi gumash b'meizu gumash moinis. Have a mina ki maisi korban b'shoygi midu they have a atarakula. Abulayin is some meizu day maloi. Kos rachamona pesa t'shoygi gu leglu yalei de pisoim di yoyin is some meizu da filoka chay rachamona. Therefore, Torah says these two words by Nozir Tomein, Pisem and Pesa, to say that not only to become Tomei B'Shoigig, does he have to bring a Korban, but even if he becomes Tomei B'Mezid, or B'Oinis, also he has to bring a Korban. That's why Torah writes the Shinoi, Pisem and Pesa, teach us these two halachas. And that's the Mishnah saying that if a Nozir becomes Tomei, even B'Mezid, he would have to bring a Korban. Then the Mishnah says, next one is Shua Seidus. The question is, we know, and how do we know this? If somebody swears false that he does not know any Eidus, b'mezid, and then he admits that he swore false, that he has to be in a korban. The Torah Rabbanan went like this: the kulam nema v'nelam. All other korbanos says the word v'nelam. Matzmo they forgot was done b'shoygig. Kan lo nema v'nelam. Here by Shavuos Eidus, it does not say the word v'nelam. And the chiddushid lechayiv al shoygig k'mezid. Today yechayiv even a mezid the same thing like a shoygig. Then the Mishnah says, Shavuos apikod, and also the same thing. If you swear false, you're not holding my pikudim that I gave you to watch, and then you admit, even though you swore false to mezid, you have to bring a korban. From Inolun, the Gemara says, Yalif techato techato mishvuah seidus. So Gzeira Shava, the parasha of shvuah seidus, to the parasha of shvuah hapikudim. So for both of them, even though you did the chet b'shegeg, but mezid, still you have to bring the korban. Rashi says, the kulan. Means the whole of the year, all of the year, which is a parasha going to make the shuas bitoi, see bushua seidus, tixibi bushua seidus, says the word vanilla. And by here, by shua seidus, it does not say the word vanilla. It teaches this last so it's amazing kishoigig. Yeah. So this says the Mishnah, Chamisha mevi and korban echod, ala veris harbe. There are five cases that even though you do a lot of averis, you have to only bring one korban. So more says, ketonia bola shivcha. Bias harbe. So if you have a lot of bias with one shivcha, you only have to bring one korban. So when it comes to Minolan, how do we know this from Minolan? The Torah Rabbanan learned this. The Pasuk says, V'chi parola v'koyin, v'yeh lo oshim al chatosya shechotayim. After the person did this chet living with the shivcha, the kohen has to bring from a korban a osham. That's his kapara. His malamid comes to teach us this pasuk malamid shemevi korban echod al averus harbe. The one korban else for a lot of averus. Then the pasuk of nistlach lo mechatoy se shechoto. His last is mezid kshayig. Even though he did the chet to mezid, he lived with the shivcha of mezid. Still, you have to bring a korban. For the more I walk, crawl, kick, sieve, be mezid sieve. The ikar pasuk is talking about the mezid. Rashi says, because the pasuk says, "Pikuris tia," that with hasro you get malchus, and we know the klal is you only get malchus. They did it b'mezid, and on this the pasuk says, "Ve'vias hashamoi." So what do we have to have the pasuk v'nislach lo mechatosli l'rabbi that a mezid is also chayiv a korban? For the Gemara, the ikar pasuk is talking about a mezid. So what do I need v'nislach lo for pshita? The pasuk is talking about a mezid. About the other chiyuv to bring a korban. So Gemara says. They said even if you do the chet b'shegeg, also you have to bring a korban. That's the chiddush. The ikar pasuk is talking about the mezid, and the chiddush is even if you do it b'shegeg, also you have the chiyuv to bring a korban. Boy minei Rabbi Chanina tirnoim Rabbi Yochanan habo al chomish shivches charufais bela machas. Let's say one person lives with five different shivches charufais, with one forgetting. Isma wasalocha. How many kabbonis does he have to bring? Chayiv kolachas biyachas. Are you chayiv a separate korban for each shivcha you live with? Are you ain't chayiv lachas? Still, it's only one chet of a shivcha harufa, so maybe you only have to bring one korban still. Omlo, if he has a bad concern in this case, chayiv kolachas biyachas. Since that gufa machlokin, you have a separate chayiv korban for each shivcha you live with. So, more the question: Maishno michom shalom is a shivcha achas. What's the difference if you live with one shivcha five times? Five different forgettings, you only have to bring one korban. So you're also, even though it's different shivchas, but still it's one chet, so why should you have to bring more than one korban? Omulay said back to him, ain't shivcha achas guf amachlokim. Over there, the pshat is one shivchas, one guf. So even though you did a lot of errors with that's the chiddush, you only have to bring one korban. But over here, since it's hey shvachis, since there are five different shvachas over here, guf amachlokim, since there are five different bodies, therefore for each one you have to bring a separate korban. Umidolan asked the Moros question, how do you know this? Umidolan, the Gavi Shivcha, Gufa Machlokin, how do we know that there is such a Svara that by Shivcha, since the different Shvachas, five different ladies, he has to bring a separate korban for each one? How do you know this Svara, that Gufa Machlokin? Or Malay, Lav Amata, didn't I tell you, Gavi Arroyis? In the parish of Arroyis, Rashi says, Perakama, Yelisha, Lechalika Kolisha, Visha, Visha, or Angor says Vish, Rashi says it means Vel Isha, we had before. Was lechalik akol isha visha that you chayiv for every isha you live with is gabi shivchanami ksiva shayishkav es isha shichvas zera vishivcha. So the pasuk means lechalik akol shivcha.